Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Yeah, boil the water. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Happy birthday!
Hello. Would you believe I've poured the water now for the first time? Could you tell the difference? A more feminine pour. Big breasts.
A softer hand. You could hear it running down her smooth body.
I wanted to go to the top. Have you ever done that prank where someone fills it up to the top?
All the way to the top?
All the way.
Or over the top.
My cousin would do that to my nonna. And she loved it.
Your poor old lady nonna.
Yeah, traditionally. Mm. Old. Yeah. It was fine.
Yeah. It was fine. She was fine. It's just a bit of fun.
She wasn't being abused. She was just being played a little prank on.
No, it's too much water. No, wait.
But that's real.
Oh my God. The other day, I went and did a dump and then I was sitting outside the toilet.
A lovely day.
What an awful way to begin a sentence.
That's my favorite way to begin a sentence. That's my favorite. I wish everyone started a sentence like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was sitting outside the bathroom and I was trying to study for an exam. Mm. And then I felt the rush of diarrhea filling my veins.
And my lungs.
I was going underwater. And I was like, that's so weird. I just took a shit. What's happening? And then I went to the bathroom and I sort of went through the mental process of being like, normally I'd be like, I'd start freaking out and I'd be like, what's wrong with me? I'm sick. There's something wrong going on. Mm. And I sat down and I sort of let it happen. And I was like, you know what? It's good to just let it go.
What are you talking about?
Like with diarrhea.
Because what would you do usually?
Normally
hold
if I have diarrhea. No. I'd go and do it. But the whole time I'd be like stressing. I'd
be like, oh, I'm doing diarrhea.
I'd be like, what's wrong? There's something wrong. Yeah. Is there going to be more? What's happening?
And so instead you just sort of let it happen.
Instead I was like, I'm going to release this demon enjoy this. From my body.
I'm having a good time.
I'm having a good time here with my good old buddy. No, I was like, I'm going to let it out. Mm. You know, let the past be in the past. And then I'm going to look forward to the future with bright eyes.
I'm sorry, but that's a huge thing. That is for all life. This story applies to all life because it's a perspective.
Yeah.
You could literally take anything. And if you just think about it in a way where you're like, first it takes acceptance and then you can move forward. No, that's true.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have to remind myself to sort of switch into that perspective or I'll just want to die.
Yeah.
Because life is full of garbage from small scale to large scale. And
always.
No one's talking about
life
it.
Life is horrible.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it takes, like, I remember my therapist being like for me personally, I am very bad with time management and very bad at organization and stuff.
Yeah.
Literally, I remember that I forgot. I went into like special classes for organization. Like a special crack team of
scientists.
Of
sort of covering you in wires and stickers being like, okay, what time is it?
And
you're like 2 o'clock. And they're like, it's 2:05.
And
you bitch.
They buzz me and they're like, and I get electroshock. Honestly, yes. When I was like in year 8 or 9, I went to these special co-curricular ed classes because I was like it would be like studying for a HSC about organization. Like that's
how they teach you.
You know, they'd print out sheets of being like, you know, have a diary and highlighters are good and write down a to-do list. Like I know that sounds psycho, but like that can be a weakness of you if just that you're not good at that stuff even though you know or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways, and it always makes me sad and it always makes me feel like deficient. Is that a word?
Yes.
Deficient.
Yeah.
Defunct. And diarrhea.
Illegal.
And I remember my therapist being like, and I was just sort of going off being like, you know, but I was just trying my best. And she was like, you did it. You solved it.
What?
It takes acceptance.
Oh,
you'll,
that's
it's
it.
Not that you're going to be happy once you are now like the queen of Sheba who knows how to run
the queen of highlighters.
Yeah, she's like, you're gonna be like this, and first it takes accepting it, and then working with it, working with that, being like, I'm not good at having a journal.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
And a calendar.
And that's okay. And we just sort of manage it from there. And for you, I think you're gonna live the rest of your life doing diuretic shits. Literally, before you get married, you're having a baby.
Yeah, I'm having a baby.
You're in court. You're honestly gonna be hit
with diarrhea for the rest of my life.
And it just takes accepting it.
Yeah.
And whoever will love you and marry you, and your family and your friends, just have to accept it.
I have to accept that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what my Headspace app says.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what the British man who sort of lulls me to sleep every day on the bus, because I always do it on public transport because it's the only time that I think, like, well, I've got 10 minutes available.
So it's a British man. Sorry, that just made me think of Slut. Once I got in the car, and you know how there's Google Maps?
Yes.
Well, there's also Waze, which is more popular in America. You know this?
Yeah.
I once got in the car, I popped Waze on, and I heard the most psycho voice being like, like, it was crazy. And I was like, I couldn't concentrate. I had to pull over and look at the voice. And the voice was US Backstreet Boys.
What?
I'm being for real.
Why
I'm being
is he for British?
Real. I don't. Okay, I was just doing a funny voice.
Oh.
But I just need you to know, like, that was so distracting. It was so crazy. And I was like, this is their default voice? I'll try and play it for you. You ready?
Yeah.
Look, sound on. Okay, look, voice directions. We've got US Jane. Now let's change that to, here we go. We've got English US Amy. English US Nathan. Blah, blah. Then we've got English US boy band.
Okay.
Okay,
wait,
ready?
Let me see if I can get the mic on.
Okay. Okay.
You have to put in directions somewhere.
Yeah, I know. Let's go to...
Go to my house.
Okay. What is that?
It's...
4-3
Stanmore Road. I'm not giving you my real address.
All right. Okay. Ready? It's just loading. Okay.
Start driving.
Are you hearing this? It sounds like a psychopath.
So he sings to you?
I don't know.
That's what it sounded like.
100 meters, turn right.
I've just realized it's singing.
It's singing.
But I thought I was going to be murdered. I thought this was... Can you imagine
You're
when you listen...
You're going the wrong way, bitch. That's insane.
That's insane. When you go from Google Maps, it's just like, turn right.
Bitch. To be like, wait, don't go there.
I didn't realize it was singing. Yeah, I just
that's
could. That's
so funny.
Crazy. This
that's
is
so
crazy.
Funny.
Waze.
That's
oh my
genius.
God.
Can I say I really, really like that? And I might actually download that app. Is that free?
Yeah.
I'm going to get that app.
I can't believe it. Well, I guess you can try it if you love it.
I absolutely love that. Not that I drive
it
anywhere.
It creeped me out.
God, that's funny. Oh, but what I was just saying, back to the serious. That's what my Headspace man tells me. I'm doing a course at the moment called Acceptance.
Because
it's like in things. And what he does is you have to like breathe and like whatever. And then he asks you the question. He's like, what are you resisting today?
That's Australian, that
I'm
accent.
I'm trying to do British. He's like, What are you running from? Yeah, he does. And he's like, and you have to, yeah, fuck, my accents are all over
They're
the place.
Bad, yeah.
Yeah, what's going on? He's like, you have to ask yourself, what are you resisting?
He sounds like a little orphan. Chimney sweep. Now listen to you. I got snot in me nose and scuff on me face. But you're the one with the issues.
You've got depression. What are we going to do about it today? And I sort of sit there with my eyes closed in public, sort of breathing in and out as heavy as I can. And he's like, yeah. And you have to ask yourself the question. And he's like, and a thing that's important to remember. You don't have to answer the question because you don't want to be analytical. You got to sit with it and let your mind just generate anything. Yeah.
Wow.
And then at the end, he was like, and remember, if you've got a lot of resistance in your life, that's normal because there's a lot of things that you could be resisting. And sort of helped me. I was like,
and is it helping?
Sort of.
In the way that a nap can.
In maybe. The way that a robot therapist can.
In my head, I was just like, imagine if you had a Headspace app, but the voice is Willy Wonka.
What does Willy Wonka sound like?
You know, you'd know it if you heard it. I'm not going to butcher it.
Sort of Candyman. Sort of Which one? Johnny Depp or?
No, I never considered Johnny Depp. Gene Kelly. Gene Simmons.
Gene. Was it his name? Gene something?
No. It was...
The old one.
Yeah, I know exactly who it is, but I just can't really think of it. And he used to be with a girl from SNL with the
Kristen
crazy hair.
Wiig.
No!
Anna Gasteyer.
Go back. It's all...
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
No, I'm going to kill you.
What's a girl...
Of the original SNL crew.
Oh! The one
she
who
died,
committed suicide.
I think.
She...
Crazy hair. Really funny.
Really funny.
They lived together and they loved each other.
They died together. They lived and they died together.
Oh my God, what's his name? His name. I'm staring.
I swear it is Gene.
Maybe it's at the end instead of the front.
The last name is Gene. What's the name's at the end, not the front. Randy.
Gene. Okay, are
we
not allowed to look it up?
What? We can look it up. Do you know anyone in your life named Randy?
No.
No.
And I wouldn't want to.
Would you name your son Randy?
No.
I think it's Gene Wilder.
That's absolutely the name. Fuck, you got that.
Damn,
and the
that.
Lady. Look up the lady.
Whoa. Do you know his real name is Jerome Silberman?
Okay, make it Jewish.
Make
absolutely.
It Jewish. Make it we don't want people to know.
It's a secret.
Can we say that?
Look up the lady.
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah.
That's a
Gene
shame.
Wilder and...
Gilda Radner.
Isn't it Gilda?
No, it's Gilda.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Fuck.
She's a queen.
Queen. Absolutely. What a couple.
Do you think they had fun together?
Yes.
Oh. That's nice.
My toenails grow so long so quickly.
Mm.
God, it's awful.
Ugh. And you get them done as well.
I get them done as well.
Don't your shoes like run out of room with those long
toenails?
Yeah,
it sort of cuts it. It makes shoes painful.
Oh. I don't understand. I feel like with toes, paint the nail, cut it short.
But that's what I get done.
Really? And they're that long?
And then they've grown out.
Fucking hell.
Because like my nails, these last for a month.
Yeah.
I want my toes to do the same, but it's at a very different rate. So it means I'd have to be going like every 2 weeks.
How often do you have to get those cut? Every 2 weeks?
I mean, to keep them short and tight, yeah. But that's so much money. I guess I should do it DIY.
Can I be honest? I just farted again.
Oh, my God.
And it was bad.
You literally derailed our set by farting just before we went on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lock it down.
I don't know. Well, that is the other thing that, like, when I first started seeing Jack, who I will refer to him by his real God-given name, I was so nervous about, like, farting in front of him that I started not farting in front of him, obviously.
And you got sick.
And then I felt really ill.
We're all doing that.
Yeah, but then also it bled into my real life. So I started farting in public as well.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want people on the bus to be like, yuck.
Yeah.
So then all the time I was holding in farts and I felt sick all the time. So now I'm sort of going full 180. And
yeah, but I think that's your problem. You do black or white. And it's like... Why don't you just hold it in for the few times you're with Snake Bear or your dear friend Conchetta and your stupid ass guy Jack? And it's like, you don't have to hold it for all the strangers on the bus. You don't have to go hold it now forever and you explode. But if you don't mind for the few hours we're together, lock it down. For even 80% of the time. Not even 100%.
What if I strike you a deal? What if every time I have to fart, I walk into the corner of the room, let it go stand there for a few minutes like a sad dog, and then come back?
On the pod?
Sure.
Okay, sure. Radio silence. Yeah, great.
Do a monologue.
Yeah, I reckon.
Okay, I'll do that.
What is everyone else doing out here?
Jack holds all of them in. Forever. That's really bad. In my head, that's, I think, bad.
I think that is bad.
You'd explode.
I'm still figuring that out with Mark now. Of like, it's a little bit now and a... Not really.
It's
you know
a little bit do it now, do it whenever.
Like, I'm only doing small ones around him, but I do really big, bad ones. And so I'm not doing those.
Real big, bad ones.
Noisy. They'll really come and get you.
You don't want to run into one of those in a dark alley at night.
They'll fuck you up for sure. Mark.
Do they have sound?
Of course my vods can have sound.
Really?
Yours don't have sound?
Mostly silent. Have Does you not noticed
tight
that?
Or loose asshole?
I think the asshole is normal.
I'm going to say
on the scale of loose to tight, what is it?
I have learnt to spread apart the cheeks so that they're silent.
Right.
That is a gift that someone's given me that knowledge.
I think I told you that.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I did before you came here?
What?
I learnt after years of having a straightener and curling my hair, I've been doing it wrong. And I learnt just from watching a Mamma Mia video on my Instagram Discover.
They showed you how to curl your hair.
Kind of. And it was just like you hate the woman who runs Mamma Mia. She sucks.
Why? What's her name?
Mia.
Mamma Mia.
Her name's Mia Friedman and she's a mom.
Why is she bad?
She's just like a white woman who just like preachy and stuff. And she's gotten some hot water before.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she say something racist or something?
Probably.
God, that's no good.
But I really learned from watching this video.
But can I say she's smart? She's got something to say.
No, it's her. Here's what's bad about it. It's like she's doing comedy without doing comedy. She's being like, hey, moms, like, I don't know how to do my hair. I've got this bitch intern. She's going to help me. And she's like, and she like does it wrong on purpose. And the intern's like actually doing a really helpful job.
Oh.
And I had no idea. You're meant to go under, not on top with the tongs.
Oh.
You're meant to go away from the face. That's so confusing. Mm. And even now it looks garbage. But
I think it looks all right.
It's all right. It's medium.
That's so funny. So that is like a continuous epidemic, is people doing comedy who aren't doing comedy.
But bad comedy.
Bad comedy. Yeah. It's bad comedy. By Brie Ellen.
Thursday night
open mic. Thursday night open mic. No, it's like being like, I'm going to say this thing and it's going to be so funny. And the thing you walk in and say, you're like, hey guys, noodles. And the audience is like, ah!
Well, I think that's different to being like, I love people who are funny who aren't comedians, and they're just being funny because that feels good for them, and they don't have to prove it. Like when I noticed when I was on the train and the train instructor person like just like being funny and charismatic, and I was like, never change.
Yeah, you have a gift.
And if I found out you went to an open mic, I would shoot him in the head.
I would shoot him dead right then and there.
I still can't get over the way the lady treated you at Specsavers or whatever.
Oh, at Bailey Nelson.
Bailey Nelson.
Yeah. This is, I'll put her on blast.
Yeah, go off.
The lady at Bailey Nelson in Newtown, which I think that almost everyone who works in retail in Newtown is a bitch.
Yeah.
Can we say that?
Yeah.
People of all genders. Yeah. Bitches.
Yeah.
That's not a gender.
Bitches, non-denominational.
It's non-denominational. No religion. No discriminatory. And this lady, I go in there and I'm like, I'm asking to have my glasses adjusted, which is a free service. You've heard the story, so I'll just sort of skip through it.
Yeah.
She was like,
what's the first thing she said to you?
She was like, okay.
Ben, you won't read that in the customer service books, okay?
No.
Okay.
Okay. And I sort of, she's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I think I slept on my glasses. Like, I fell asleep on them. And I think one side is closer to my face than the other. She was like, can I see? And so I'm like turning my head. As someone who's worked at a sunglass hut, I understand how to bend glasses with heat, sweetie. And she sort of takes them from my hands and sort of adjusts them. Does not have them in front of the heat for long enough to actually bend the plastic. I know that from my training. And it's just like, and she gives them back to me and she's like, they're a bit hot. Here you go. And I'm like, I know that they're not hot because I just watched you put them in the heat.
You blew on them.
Yeah. You blew on them, bitch. Oh, and then I put them on, and then she gaslit me. She was like, there should be better. And I'm like, they're not. And she was like, they
are. I thought the first thing you said, she was like, what's wrong? Like, she said something in a way that...
She was like, what's wrong with him? And I was like, I think
it's also in the tone. It would have been... I had to have heard the tone.
What's wrong with them?
That's suspicious.
That's suspicious. Well.
No, it just seemed like she was never going to help you.
Yes. She decided from the second I walked into the store that she was not going to help me.
That
I could see it in her dirty little eyes.
Yeah, that you were going to get woman. It. In not the sex way.
No, in the worst way. In the
bad customer service
way. In the bad customer service
way. Do you know
one
time I walked into a store, I think it's called Decuba? Decuba?
Okay.
Decuba?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Shout out if you know the name. I walked in. There was a girl behind the counter. she looked up at me and she was like, hello. And I was like, hi. And she then took a pause and was like, thank you so much for saying hello. That has made my day. Nobody says hello. Like, I just like changed the room. Like, it was crazy. And I was like, darling, it's because I worked for years in retail and I know what it's like. And then I just feel like a queen walking around the store.
That's nice.
Isn't that nice?
That's
but like
really nice.
The way she said it had that sort of intensity to it. And like just being like, it wasn't just like, thanks. It was like, wow. You know?
Thank you so much.
It was powerful.
Damn.
Like, damn.
You really changed her life that day.
Yeah. But, you know, there's times where if people are rude, I don't know what I want to do. Have I told you the thing that I used to do in retail when customers would stay late and they didn't care? They didn't care about staying over time and that people wanted to go home. And it takes a certain type of customer where the doors are like almost very much shut. And they'll be like, sorry, thank you. And they're like, you wouldn't shut me out, would you? I could bring in money. Like, you know what I mean? They say that. They're that awful.
Shit.
Where they're like, literally like making a mess in the change room. It's like past 6 o'clock. And so here's, after years, and you just have to take it like a little bitch. That's what's hard about retail, honestly, mm-hmm. is because the truth is customer's always right.
And so the money is what you need.
And anyways, I figured out a way to get them back and it's sort of the most genius thing I've ever thought of.
What'd
okay?
you do?
So if they're wasting my time in the store and they come up to the throne and they're like, thanks, just these, thanks. Guess what I'd do?
What?
I would keep the security tags on, which means these motherfuckers go home and they're like, yay, my new top, and the fucking ink tag is on
explodes.
It bitch
explodes.
I've exploded. No, you
die.
Keep it on because guess
yeah,
what that means?
They
that they have
back
to come back
to
darling and I waste your
fucking
time. It's genius.
Waste
and guess
time,
what you have the ability to be like, oh, I'm so sorry. It was just like, you know,
yeah.
But if you do something more
hell
malicious,
yeah.
You're in trouble, darling.
Yes.
So to all my bitches in retail, that is something to think about.
Keep the tags
it
on.
It felt genius. It
yeah.
felt like being like, thanks so much, sweetie. Oh my God, no, don't worry. It doesn't matter that you're late. Here you go, bye. And be like, fuck you.
Yeah, that's great.
Isn't that great?
You're a modern feminist hero.
Absolutely.
When I worked retail, what I would do when people were still in the store, because we have to vacuum the store, mm-hmm. is I would take out the vacuum and then I would wait for them to, like, I'd be like, I'd make sure that someone else asked them a question or something.
Mm.
Like, I'd make sure that there was a conversation happening
mm.
and it was a very small store. And then I would turn the vacuum on and I'd be like, wait, what? Sorry, just 1 second. Wait, sorry, I just need to get the vacuum. Wait, 1 second. And then they'd be like, are these polarized? And I'd be like, sorry, I couldn't hear you. Let me just check the tag on those. No, those aren't polarized. And I would just like make them like need to like, I would just like make their shopping much more inconvenient.
Wonderful.
And then they'd be walking around the store. I'd sort of chase them with the vacuum.
Yeah.
Like I'd sort of vacuum around their feet. And
that's
I'd be like,
great.
I just need to get in here. I just need to get in there. Sorry.
Yeah. And it works.
Yeah.
You'll want to get out of there so quick.
And I'd be like closing the doors and I'd be like, sorry, it's loud. I'm just closing the doors. I'd be like, I'm just counting the money.
Yeah.
It's 5:30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And isn't it crazy that to scare off people stealing, you have to be nice to them? That's something I learned.
Oh my God, yes.
Yes.
Yes. At Sunglass Hut, we don't sell Fendi. I told you this, right?
Yeah, no, tell me.
So we don't sell the brand Fendi. It's just not one of our brands
okay.
that we sell. So what we do, our code word, is that if there is a suspected thief in the store, you say, hey, Conchetta, I think there's a pair of Fendi in the Ray-Ban section. Can you go check that? And so you know that there's a thief in the Ray-Ban
section.
But
what if the thief knew that as well?
Then
you're screwed. Then you've got a hostage situation.
You've got to press the button under the counter.
Can you imagine the robber being like, Fendi, hey? Well,
you
pull out a gun.
You got me. I'm going to steal these $250 sunglasses.
Gucci.
No, the Gucci's like
Gucci's
400
so much, yeah.
easy. Crazy. Yeah. And what you do, you know this probably.
What?
Our policy is that excellent.
No refunds.
Take what you can and good luck with it. No, our policy. If you can get it, you can keep it.
If you can get by me, it's yours.
That's our official store policy.
If you can beat me in a fight, all right.
You can try, and good luck to you.
I don't karate.
We,
okay.
We wish you all the best. Look, they train us as much as they can, but some things slip through the cracks. And that's really how it works.
And that's retail.
And okay. That's retail. If you get it, you get it. We'll file a report. Fair enough. You win this one.
We'll shake your hand as you leave.
See you next week. We'll give you a bag for it. We'll throw in a free lens cleaner.
You want a glasses case for that? You want a glass cleaner? Oh, that's funny.
Someone comes in with a pair of glasses and they're like, I stole these. We're like, damn it.
Well.
We all put on hats and we're like, nice job. You stole the sunglasses.
Hey.
Everyone's like, we got another one. They did it. How'd they do it? Wait a minute. How'd you do it?
Come on, someone say a couple of words. Come on.
We like take a picture and hang it on the wall.
Another one bites the dust.
Damn, they got us. They're good at what they do. Can we say that?
We salute them. I'm in pain. I'm laughing. Oh, that's funny.
No, but what I would really do. Is that your dog? Your dog.
My dog is now in the
door of the studio. Do they still smell? Do they still have fleas?
Absolutely. No, no fleas do smell. They smell.
They smell. And they're out.
They're out. Rats. So sometimes I bring my dogs with me.
To ABC.
To ABC.
Fucking
no
hell.
One likes it.
No one likes those dogs.
Anyways, we can ignore them.
Where was I somewhere with dogs recently? Awful. Anyway. Somewhere. No, but the policy, the real policy is what they instruct us is that excellent customer service is the number one solution for theft.
Yeah, you gotta be on them.
So if someone walks in and they're a thief, you have to walk in and be like, "Hi, how
hey,
can I help
sweetie.
You? Yeah,
I love that top.
You do.
And you just talk to them.
And they've got like one glass eye, and they've got like a knife in
a
their hand.
Hand.
And you have to be like, "Wow, where did you come from?
Yeah. Why are you in that big hoodie? I can't see your beautiful face.
What's in that bag?
Yeah.
And then you have to be like, you have to follow them around the store and be like, can I help you with anything?
Yeah,
and they're like,
no,
I'm just looking. And you're like, great. And then you have to give them a tour. And then until
you got to tell
them
a life story.
You
you're like, okay, so I'll start.
You have to be so annoying that they want to leave.
Yeah. Can I be honest? Never did that.
You never did that?
Well, not really.
I
worked at Dottie. So like there were heaps of us on the floor. And I just like, again, like most of my life, I do the bare minimum and I just sort of do what I want. And I just say, hey, I'm not going to do that. And you know what else is crazy? You legally aren't supposed to check people's bags. When they say we have the right to check a bag, I think you don't. So when we would have people would be like, you'd say we want to check up a bag and they say no, we have to be like, okay, that's and you can't touch them. Or maybe
really?
You can check the bag, but like you can't touch them. So you have to wait for security. So like there's so many like honest. And then my friend who worked in. Okay, there's a fight in the another studio.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Sorry. Guys, shut up. Can you shut the door?
Can we close the door? Dog's up in it.
I just screamed at Alan.
DeGeneres.
Alan DeGeneres. Ellen's boyfriend. Ellen's secret boyfriend, Alan.
Alan DeGeneres. You wouldn't believe it. And he looks like her, too. So they can be in public together and people think that their lenses are not working.
People think they're crazy.
They're crazy.
Okay, wait. What was I saying? Oh, okay. And then my friend who worked in literally.
Dottie.
No, alcohol.
Dan Murphy's.
One of those places.
BWS.
BWS was like, if we see you stealing alcohol, there's nothing we can do.
No.
So you can literally like smile, grab a bottle of Hennessy. I don't know
Merlot.
What it is. Merlot.
And
a Chardonnay. And then smile and wave, walk out.
No, you can't.
I swear you can.
That's illegal.
Yeah, but the
the law's different in there.
with the booze. No one knows what's going on.
You can do whatever you want.
No, I'm telling you, they're saying like, this really, they can't stop you. They can be like, please don't go.
Please, I really prefer if you didn't do that. Please don't.
I'm telling you, call in. People have told me that like that there's really they can't touch you. Can't touch someone
you
and
can't
hold
touch
them.
Someone. Yeah, yeah,
you,
yeah.
So you just have to be like, don't do that.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay.
Yeah, that's true. That's like, mm-hmm. Oh my god, that's like if you're in
and
the
there's
street.
No security at a small BWS.
Yeah.
So
no.
That's what. So what's crazy is it's in the same way that people think that you know when they just jump over the things and they don't pay their Opal.
Yeah.
The balls on these people, because that means you and me could just try and steal something, but would we?
No, I always get caught.
Because I don't like the social aspect of it. I don't want the shame of someone.
I don't
want
to talk to someone. I get nervous in retail spaces.
Yeah.
That makes me think of like when you're in public and someone like slaps you in the face.
it happens all the time.
You can't just fight them.
No.
Because now you're doing a crime.
That's so true.
You know what I mean? But if they slap you in the face, you got to go walk to the police station and be like, someone slapped
Howdy
me in
doody.
The face.
That's so true.
And they have to be like, what happened? And you have to be like, well, this girl came up out of nowhere and slapped me in the face. And they're like, what does she look like? And you're like, she has brown hair and she was wearing a bandeau bra. I have a podcast with her. Listen. And then you have to be like, you know what I mean? And then the police have to go find them and be like, did you slap him in the face? And then you're like, yeah, I did. And they're like, well, don't do that. It's like, the law isn't real.
Okay, what? Maddie would be really upset to hear us say this. She works tooth and nail. Oh, no.
Yeah, everyone's studying. Okay, everyone, no one's talking about this. Mm. Everyone that we know, millions of people a day are throwing their entire lives away studying law to become lawyers.
And for what?
And for what? On a real level, the law doesn't exist.
Okay, really, you've lost me. What?
Like,
why?
You know what I mean? Like, in terms of like person to person, let's say there's no cops around.
If I bash you, what's gonna happen?
It's true.
Yeah, of course.
Or if I'm in a store and I steal something and the people don't get me.
That's right.
The law isn't real, darling.
Well, it is, but you're saying that's just called evading the law.
Yeah.
That's all that it is.
Okay.
You can be in the shadow or you can be in the light in most times of the day. There's sun and there's dark.
Yeah.
Okay? So
that's sort of what the new Joker movie was about.
There's no laws, but I love what you're saying and you're right. There, like one day you jaywalk, no one sees. One day there's a cop there, you jaywalk, you get a fine.
Did you ever get a fine?
Jaywalk? No, but I see them waiting. They're there.
They're waiting.
And it's kind of bullshit because it's like, well, darling, no one's going to do that. No one's going to, we see you.
Yeah, we see you, cops.
And so, and there's times where you can run a red light, no one will get you, and then they will.
Yeah.
There's also like me bashing into the back of some woman's car.
Oh, boy.
No. Oh, does this mean... No, I could talk about it.
I guess so.
What, is she going to listen?
I guess maybe it's like you're admitting to a crime. But we could say it was a joke.
This is improv.
So no. That one time I did that cocaine. Just kidding. It was a joke.
No, here's the tea. So I accidentally hit the back of a car. No, because I can't. I'm not going to say that I didn't. It happened. But what happened was there's no mark on her car. My Italian number plate cover that says I love Italy broke in half, and my B plate broke in half.
And my nonna cried. I broke her heart.
But her Mercedes Benz, literally nothing happened to it. And so, in my head, I'm like, well, I wish we could just sort of shake hands and be like, oh, good day, lady, and never hear from each other again. But I have no idea this woman could come back to me and be like, this bitch broke my car.
She's going to rake you across the coals.
So I'm sort of waiting.
She's gonna dig her
for
key
my life
into the
to
side.
Change.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the law.
That's the law. You just do whatever you want.
And guess
want.
What? If it was really big of a crash, I think you have to call the police. Because that's what's the... You can't just leave. You can't just be like, see you later.
You just get out, leave the car, leave the fire there. So I was on my way to work and I crashed and now I have
here.
No car.
And now I'm here.
And now I'm here. And now I'm here. So anyway, let's start this meeting.
Let's do the pitch. I'm ready.
Pads. What do we think? Like, sorry, Selena, what about your car?
Selena, you're bleeding. You're bleeding.
No, I really want to get into this. That's where the pads come in.
Yeah.
What if it was a Band-Aid and also a menstrual product? Anyway,
okay,
that's my pitch. I'm sort of still in the scene.
I love left the scene and I was like, wait, is the scene still?
And I started making a PowerPoint presentation.
You stay in the scene for the rest of the podcast. Oh. Like, John's left the building. It's me and Selena.
That's the power of improv.
Selena now.
So I'm Selena. I'm Selena. And my cat was in the car. And it's dead. Anyway, I think we're going to get this today. It's true.
Oh God, yeah.
Can I just continue to go off about the law for 1 second?
Okay, yep.
In my observations, it's like the law only affects those who succumb to
That's
it.
That's true. That is what I would say about the Opal.
Yeah.
Is guess what? I've seen hooligans, and I love them for it, where they say, hey, you, where's your Opal? And they're like, I don't have one. Whatever. And then they're like, all right, you're getting a fine. And they say, what's your name? And you say, and you walk away. Like,
you say Tina Turner.
But like, you know the thing where they say, literally, I've had people be like, if you just keep walking, they can't touch you. They yes. can't. And so they do that.
Yes.
And it's like, but me, little bitch, as soon as they look me in the eyes,
I
like,
lay on
give
the ground
the
with my hands in the
and
air.
And my ass up.
And my
I'm
ass
like,
up.
Fuck
and
me.
I say, stick it in. Do whatever you need to do, officer.
And that makes you feel like a piece of shit. That's where this is from. Darling, on the light rail. The light rail was the place where it was easiest to, what's the word?
Fare evade.
Fare evade, okay? Because I know, because I used to live in Lilyfield with my nonny, and so that was the only public transit. We lived so close to the thing. And what would happen was, like, only sometimes would there be people checking. And so, and I would, I'm going to be honest, I fare evaded a whole hell of a lot.
Yeah.
And there would be times where I think what happened was the guy who gives the fines.
The
transport officer.
Transport officers.
Would come around and one person was talking to him was like, what's, like, where's your ticket? And they're like, all right, well, we need you. And I think they were just like being abrasive and just didn't talk. And so there was literally nothing this guy did and he kept moving on. And then this other guy who he had paid, he was like, he just started being like, this is bullshit. All of us are paying and these people get to do whatever the hell they want. And no one was on board with this guy. But he expressed the frustrations of being like, that is the tea. Again, the customer's always right. If you just fucking fuck off.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll just get away with it.
You get away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I find that frustration in watching the people around me that I know and love continuously break the rules and get away with it.
Like
fare evading is one example. We know people who literally have never ever paid to ride a bus in their life. And they do not plan on doing that.
That's right.
Ever in their life. And has it ever affected them at all?
No.
I get on with them on the bus. I tap my card. They walk straight on and the bus driver goes, sunshine, lollipops and rainbows.
Yeah, absolutely.
The only times I've ever ridden a bus without an Opal card or without a form of payment, every time I have sat down on the bus, shaking in my boots, the bus driver has stood up out of their seat, turned around and been like, hey you, what are you fucking doing on my bus?
But here's the tea, that's also luck, because you'll get bus drivers who don't care, but then you'll get a bus driver who will come down on you.
They always hate me. They rip me apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I'm a victim.
The
law, what I'm saying.
The law is a funny thing.
Yeah.
And that's why Maddie Holbrook is a comedian / lawyer.
That's the slogan of her law firm. The law is a funny thing. And I'm a comedian.
And I'm the funniest lawyer out.
I'm the funniest lawyer from here to Timbuktu.
Oh my God. She's like, I do a type 5 and you pay each minute. You know how, okay, that was a bomb, but like, you know how lawyers pay for the second?
Yeah.
I'll call you and do my type 5 and you'll pay hundreds of dollars for every minute.
Yeah.
And it'll be worth it.
Yeah.
Okay, there's something there there's that we could sort of workshop together, but you're sort of leaving me out
to
dry.
No, I'm thinking about it. What about, I'm doing an hour special.
Oh, what about, this is the most expensive type 5 you'll ever hear. Okay, still bad?
My type 5, I'm doing a type 5 for the judge. The jury will laugh.
The jury's out. The jury's type 5.
It's hard.
It's good.
It's a difficult subject.
Yeah.
We'll workshop it.
Yeah. But all the love to that woman.
All
who
the
slays
love
the game.
To Maddie HW.
You know there's that movie with Sarah Jessica Parker and it's like, I don't know how she does it.
Yes.
That's Maddie.
Oh my God. I would think about that movie for years.
I love that movie.
I don't know if I've actually seen it.
Okay. But the premise we love.
The premise.
You would love it. Sarah Jessica Parker is a national treasure.
She's a national treasure.
And her husband has murdered somebody and no one's talking about that.
Wait, what?
Yes, Matthew Broderick got in a car accident and killed someone.
He killed someone?
Not on purpose, it's manslaughter, but they're dead.
Manslaughter, my ass. Well, wait, let
and
me...
he might have been drunk. Because there's this whole thing talking about how, like, nobody talks about celebrities who do bad things. Like, you wouldn't... That's absolutely been hush-hushed.
Absolutely. Celebrities are other people who can get away with the law.
That's right.
Yeah. I thought...
You got the gus?
Doesn't he have, I thought he had that disease. Matthew Broderick.
No, that's that guy from Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's Michael J. Fox.
He's got ALS Ice Bucket Challenge or something.
He's got Ice Bucket Challenge. He's got to do the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Every day, he's freezing cold. Do you remember that bullshit?
Yeah, of course.
It was like, why don't you just donate
why didn't
money?
Anyone tag me? I'm joking.
I'm still waiting to do it.
Show me.
He's won 2 Tony Awards.
That's not what we're looking for.
Okay.
That's what they want you to believe.
He has
look
a Hollywood.
Car crash.
He has a Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Stop
star.
Saying the good things. Matthew Broderick car crash manslaughter. It should be like a TMZ article. Should
I'm trying
come
to
up.
Find it. 1987 car crash.
Hell,
or was there a more recent one?
I don't know. Just
on August 5th, 1987, while driving a rented BMW in Enniskillen, North Ireland, Broderick crossed into the wrong lane and collided head-on with a Volvo driven by Anna Gallagher, 28, accompanied by her mother, Margaret Doherty, 63, killing both instantly.
Yep.
He was vacationing with Jennifer Grey, whom he began dating in semi-secrecy during the filming of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. The crash publicly revealed their relationship drama. He had a friend...
Oh no. That is the saddest part of the story.
Can I say this? So funny that someone wrote this Wikipedia article and they dropped the bombshell that a woman and her mother were killed. And also, he was driving with his secret girlfriend. And because of the crash, everyone found out they were dating.
That is genius.
And then the next detail is that he had a fractured leg and ribs, a concussion, and a collapsed lung. And Gray, his secret girlfriend, received minor injuries, including whiplash.
Mm. Now, why would that have happened? Drunk. She's giving him a blowjob. Something is happening
Roadhead.
In that car.
In Ireland. Northern Ireland Roadhead. He says, I don't remember the day. I don't remember even getting up in the morning. I don't remember making my bed.
What?
You and me both, brother. What I first remember is waking up in the hospital with a very strange feeling going on in my
leg. How convenient, you little rat bag.
He was charged with causing death by dangerous driving and faced up to 5 years in prison.
And did he
but
spend
was
a
later
second?
Convicted of the lesser charge of careless driving and fined $175.
Oh my God. And that is the law.
Oh my God. And the brother, the son and the brother, Martin Doherty, later forgave Broderick.
Oh. After he saw the movie. What?
Later in February 2012... Oh my God, 87 to 2012, that's like 20 years later.
Yeah, what happened?
Broderick was featured in a multi-million dollar Honda commercial aired during the Super Bowl. Doherty, the brother, said the meeting had not taken place because he was planning to meet him to have a sense of closure and that Broderick wasn't the greatest choice of drivers knowing his past. Okay, make it sassy. Make
wait
it
a minute, so you're saying he did a car commercial and the guy was like, don't do that?
No, he was like, Broderick was going to meet with the brother to give him some kind of closure, to be like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And it never happened. He never organized it. And then he did a car commercial, and the brother sort of released a statement saying, well, he's not a very good driver.
Yeah, he's not that good on the wheel.
Interesting that they cast him when he's not a very good driver.
And that's the drama.
That's the law.
Of the week. Yeah.
What the hell?
Mm.
That's not okay.
And Sarah Jessica Parker said, I
love
it.
Him.
You got baggage? Me too, sweetie.
Me too.
I'm a bitch.
She...
Because what about the drama with the girl, Samantha? They hate each other.
Kim Cattrall. Yeah. But I think also Kim Cattrall is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Because you think her character is real?
Because I think she's a whore. No. I think from what I've observed in interviews with her, she seems like a bit standoffish.
Yeah, she could
not,
have a lot
not
of
not to
walls.
Be like, she's a woman and she's got a big... She's got to stick up
mean.
Her ass.
Yeah.
I think there's something going on both sides.
I agree.
Right?
It. You know what? One word. Catfight.
Catfight. Ladies, don't do this.
Settle down.
Settle down.
I think we should wrap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
It's been hot. Let's break the pot. the pod's gram.
Oh,
bitch.
My God.
Would you believe the thing everyone's waited for is a specific gram for our darling podcast?
We have made an Instagram.
And
yeah.
It's called @getoverit_pod.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Follow We're going to be posting pretty much just whatever we want.
Whatever the fuck we want. Just kind of like the content that we make on this podcast.
Sometimes it'll be good and sometimes it'll be quite serious and real.
That's right. So yeah, follow it.
Yeah, please get into it. And feel free to DM. We always say DM us.
Just talk
if you
to
have
us.
Questions. We will answer your questions on the podcast.
So what's your Insta handle?
Well, they can message us on Get Over It Pod.
Oh,
but
cool.
Also, if you want to talk to me privately, you think that you don't want Conchetta to see the message, you can message me at the John Robles if Conchetta has made you feel uncomfortable. I'm sort of the director of public affairs for the podcast.
And if you don't want to talk to a gay man and you want to talk to an Italian woman.
If you're homophobic and pro-Italia.
Which I know there's some of you out there.
Some of our fans hate John, love Conchetta. And some are the opposite. Some of them hate pasta.
I am Conchetta Worldwide. Spelled C-O-N-C-E-T-T-A.
Worldwide spelled as you would.
As you will.
As you
As
are.
You were. All right, let's wrap it, darling.
Alrighty.
We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.